It is time for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Tuesday morning, not Wednesday morning.
No, it feels like Wednesday.
It is not Wednesday.
It's really messing me up.
The time change, maybe, last week?
No. I just dove into the time change.
You went head first in the time
really
change.
I really did.
I was on vacation during the time
yes,
change.
Yes, I know that.
So I was all confused.
Except I'm really happy that it's light out at 7 o'clock still. So I still get to ride in the daylight.
7 o'clock.
In the morning.
In the morning.
And 7 o'clock at night.
Wow.
It's nice.
Coffee? What coffee do you have this morning?
I don't know. It's a mystery. I don't know.
Because Mr. Golseth made it for you.
Mr. Golseth made it and I didn't ask and he didn't tell and... I haven't tried it.
I was not successful in procuring a coffee pour over set for our studio time yesterday.
That's sad.
I'll work on that. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour and supporting Sarah's habit.
Yes.
Coffee habit. No, thanks to the friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. We love what they're doing, and we're so grateful for their support of the Coffee Hour here on KFUO. Find out what they're doing, CUW.edu. Check out CUW. One of the cool things that they have at CUW is Bethesda College of Applied Learning. I love telling those stories.
And really cool stories.
Speaking of Bethesda, on the phone with us today, Mike Thurtle, President and CEO of Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Andy and Sarah. How are you doing today?
Good.
Pretty good.
Enjoying some gloomy weather here in St. Louis.
It's spring.
It's officially
spring today.
How is the first day of spring in Watertown, Wisconsin this morning, Mike?
Oh, it's about 85 degrees, tropical, balmy up here. We're going to hit the beach this afternoon.
I think your Wisconsin is very different from my Wisconsin.
Well, we do have some strong Lutheran coffee this morning. So
sweet.
We're fully caffeinated and primed here. So I just want to say thanks for having us on today.
Absolutely. What coffee are you drinking? You have Lutheran coffee this morning. What qualifies it as Lutheran?
I think it's the Martin Luther brand, actually, if I'm not mistaken. So I think it's a strong Lutheran blend here.
Excellent. We have some Lutheran coffee to try in the near future. Our friends at Martin Luther High School, I believe so. In Northrop, Minnesota, sent us some coffee. We're going to check out here in the near future on the Coffee Hour. Bethesda Lutheran Community is doing great work all around the country. And this month, March, is Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. Just paint a picture for us, Mike, of the work that Bethesda is doing across the country, not just in Watertown these days.
Well, absolutely. And this is Developmental Disabilities Month, as you said, Andy. And this is a great time for us to reflect, not just as an organization, but as a church body, about the progress that we've made over the decades in supporting people with disabilities. There's about roughly around 5 million people across the U.S. who have a developmental disability. And Bethesda provides various types of services to those people. We have residential facilities, we provide transportation for people, we provide employment services. And so we do our best to spread the good news to people of Jesus in support of this mission. So today, more than ever, people with disabilities live in our communities. And one of our focuses is how do we support people in their faith walk and get them to church and help them find those jobs that they'll be able to be employed forever.
That's awesome. So what is, it's Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month, obviously. Why is that important to you? Why is this such an important month for you to talk about people with developmental disabilities?
Well, even though our country's made a ton of progress there over the last, say 4 or 5 decades with supporting people with disabilities, there's still quite a few people out there who are not recognized the way that we would like to see them recognized. Truly for them to be able to live the lives that they want, to seek out the freedoms and essentially have the liberty that each one of us has, whether that's the weaknesses and hopes and fears or the strengths of how they want to do things in their life. So we see it as our mission objective, and it's a wonderful mission. It's great to be part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod as an RSO to be able to serve not just the Lutheran community but the broader American community of how we support people. So my message to listeners today on your great station here is that there's a lot that we as a church body, as Christians, as Lutherans can do to help people feel more welcomed and supported and being able to support them in their faith walks.
Absolutely. What are some common misconceptions that you come across with regarding people with developmental disabilities?
How much time do you have today? there's way too many, you know. And one of the things that, and I've been a lifelong Lutheran Church Missouri Synod member myself, one of the things I didn't realize as a congregant over the years is that our LCMS theology is a beautiful theology when it comes to people with disabilities, because we truly believe that God looks at every one of us as an equal, that we can be saved, and through our belief in Jesus. And I think that's one perspective that when people, I think, in our country and around the globe look at people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, is they don't look at them as equals. And what's beautiful in the lens of our Christian beliefs as Lutherans is that everyone is made in the image of God, that we all are supported the same way, that we all can be saved. And so I think it's that theme of our theology that runs through everything that we do at Bethesda, how we support people in their home lives and, again, seeking jobs, how we get them to their different community events or activities. We want to make sure that people live the lives that they want. We do that through a Christian lens.
Tomorrow is also World Down Syndrome Day, so we get to learn a little bit about Down Syndrome. We get to hear the story of Sam McLattery and from his mom, Ellen. We talked with her probably about 3 years ago mm-hmm. when she shared her story. Tomorrow we get to hear more about some updates on Sam. I think he's about three now and learn about life with Down Syndrome. As you were sharing, Mike, that as Lutherans, understanding from God's word that every life is valued, is important, because it was a life created by God and is valued, and that we too should value these lives that have been entrusted to our care as we raise up people with all different abilities and care for them. So that really does, I think, shape how we go about serving and caring for our neighbors with Down syndrome or other developmental disabilities. But also what we expect of them too, as fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, what we expect of them as fellow citizens as well, not just to serve them, but also how we share together in this life together as the body of Christ. What is it important for us to know or to understand as we consider our brothers and sisters with developmental disabilities in this life together?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I know, you know, from our previous talks, Andy, I'm not a theologian. I'm trained as an economist and a data guy, so sometimes it's hard for me to express all the theology of this, but simply to me what it comes down to is love. Very simple, but very difficult for a lot of people, is how do we love one another? The same commandments that Jesus has given to us to love one another. And when I look at fellow human beings, whether or not they have disabilities that are obvious or not, it's our job to love everyone. And the same way I love my staff, or I love my family, or I love my community, it's how we support people in a loving kind of way. And I'll be the first one to say that, you know, I personally, my disabilities may not be obvious to others, like, say, somebody who has Down syndrome, but we all have disabilities. We all have various abilities. And I think that's one of the things that I've learned throughout my years, especially in my leadership position here at Bethesda, is that it's about how we love one another and support one another, because we all have abilities and disabilities. And I tend to focus on the ability side of the equation. And with the people we support, the abilities they have are truly amazing. Just one quick story. Here in Watertown, Wisconsin, we have a young lady by the name of Chelsea, who's 28 years old. And she's the most energetic, fun-loving, friendly person you've ever met. In fact, I was at Culver's here where she works about a month ago, and I was just grabbing lunch. I knew she worked there, but I had not met her before. And she didn't know I was watching her, but I was watching her work with the people in the store and engage with the customers. And I was just amazed. And I don't say that lightly. My team knows I don't say things like that lightly. I was truly amazed by the beauty and energy that she brought to the job. And here in Wisconsin, Culver's is pretty well known. I don't know if you guys have those in St. Louis.
We do.
And watching Chelsea in action, you would have thought that she owned the Culvers at that point. She was working the store, and she'd been encouraged by people on my team, by people in that store, to think bigger, to do more things, to really grow as an individual and as a person of faith.
What a good example of not focusing on her disability, but her abilities, her strengths, and what she brings to contribute to what's happening there in just in that store alone, you know, in that restaurant. She brings a unique set of gifts and talents and skills that helps serve in that environment. So not just the people who work there, but also the customers who come there have a good experience.
She truly inspires people. And I've been around the block. I was an Air Force officer. I worked at the RAND Corporation for most of my professional life. And to see somebody like Chelsea, who truly inspires people to want to live better, to do more things, I haven't seen that kind of an energetic block in a lot of things I've done. And it's a true blessing for us to be able to support and serve people like that, because they are, like everyone, made in the image of God. And I wake up every morning, and we've got our challenges here at Bethesda, and we're trying to do great things every day, but it's truly knowing the people like Chelsea that we support that gets us up really super excited every day to know that we can make a difference for God and for them.
Mike, before we go, we have just a few seconds left. Where are Bethesda Lutheran Communities, where are the services that Bethesda offers available, and then how do we learn more?
Sure. The easiest way to learn more about us is to go out to our website, and that's BethesdaLC.org, BethesdaLC.org. And out on our website, we detail our range of services and activities. You could also, listeners could go out and Google me. My last name, Thirtle, T-H-I-R-T-L-E. I could point you in the right direction as the CEO. We're scattered all over the U.S. We have a national mission space. We're the second largest faith-based nonprofit that does what we do in the country. And that's important for your audience to know, because we're spreading the good news every day to people across this great nation. And we need help. You know, I've been on your show before, and I've said the same thing, that we need help in our mission space. The government doesn't cover everything that we need to be able to provide that extra level margin of excellence, and especially when it comes to the faith-based part of what we do. Being able to get people to church, being able to get our religious life team comprised of pastors and deaconesses into the homes to worship with people, to Bible study with people, to get people confirmed. So there's a lot of things that we do that we need help with. And we're doing a deeper reach into the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod community. I work literally on a daily basis with the LCMS and the clergy, and we're doing our best to try and get out there, but we need help. And so anything that you or your listeners could do for us to support this mission, to get it out there, to spread Jesus' word to people, would be awesome.
BethesdaLC.org. Our guest today, Mike Thirtle, President and CEO of Bethesda Lutheran Communities. Thanks so much, Mike, for being our guest on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks, Andy and Sarah. Have a great day today.
Coming up in just a little bit, Camp Week continues.
Yes, it does.
Lutheran Island Camp up north.
It sounds exotic.
Island in the north. Outstanding. More Coffee Hour in just a little bit.